Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. A lack of vitamin D has been associated with various health problems, and a Cochrane review from July 2011 examines the evidence on whether supplementation with this vitamin might have health benefits. Goran Bjelaković from the University of Nis in Serbia and the Copenhagen Trial Unit in Denmark led the review and describes the findings.
Vitamin D insufficiency is linked to bone diseases and increased risk of malignant, cardiovascular, infectious, and autoimmune diseases. The worldwide prevalence of suboptimal vitamin D status is estimated to be high. The available evidence on vitamin D and mortality has been inconclusive. A number of systematic reviews and meta-analyses on vitamin D for prevention of mortality have reported variable results. Our aim was to assess the effects of vitamin D supplementation on mortality and adverse events in adults as primary or secondary prevention. Vitamin D was administered as supplemental vitamin D, vitamin D3 or vitamin D2, or inactive forms of vitamin D, alpha-calcidol or calcitriol, singly or in combination with calcium, at any dose, duration, or route of administration. 50 randomized trials with 94,000 participants provided data for the mortality analysis. All trials came from high-income countries. The mean age of participants was 74 years. The mean proportion of women was 79%. The median duration of vitamin D administration was 2 years. Overall, vitamin D significantly decreased mortality. When the different forms of vitamin D were assessed separately, only vitamin D3 decreased mortality significantly. Vitamin D2, alpha-calcidol, and calcitriol had no statistically significant effect on mortality. It is still not known which route of administration and dosing schedules are optimal for vitamin D supplementation. We found that vitamin D3, applied orally and daily, had beneficial effect on mortality. Other dosing schedules and routes of administration, intermittently and parenterally, were without statistically significant effect on mortality. A low dose of vitamin D3, less than 800 international units a day, significantly decreased mortality. A high dose of vitamin D, greater or equal to 800 international units a day, had no significant effect on mortality. Vitamin D3 combined with calcium increased the risk of nephrolithiasis. Alpha-calcidol and calcitriol increased the risk of hypercalcemia. Our review suggests a possible difference between the two forms of supplemental vitamin D, that is vitamin D3 and vitamin D2. Vitamin D3 significantly decreased mortality, while the effect of vitamin D2 may be neutral or even detrimental. Several plausible explanations for such a difference are available. Vitamin D3 is the only naturally occurring form of vitamin D produced endogenously in our body. The plasma half-life of vitamin D3 is longer, and it has higher affinity to the vitamin D binding protein, hepatic vitamin D hydroxylase, and the vitamin D receptor. More randomized trials are needed on the effects of vitamin D3 on mortality in younger, healthy persons and in males. We also need more randomized trials on the effects of D vitamin with or without calcium, as well as the effects of the active forms of the vitamin D.
Details of the research that's already been done, including information about the various types of vitamin D, are available in the Cochrane Review, which is available in full from thecochranelibrary.com.